The U.S. Ambassador to South Sudan, Michael J. Adler, says the United States Embassy is concerned about reports of renewed fighting in Unity State. Fighting broke out in Kaigai Payam of Lare County in Unity State Tuesday between SPLA-IO forces loyal to First Vice President Riek Machar and former rebels loyal to Lieutenant General Simon Magwek Guy, who defected to the South Sudan Army early last month. In an audio statement shared by the U.S. Embassy, Ambassador Adler called on the leaders in South Sudan to stop the fighting.
We are particularly concerned about reports of casualties and displacement of civilians. We call on the transitional government to act with urgency to end the violence. All those in positions of authority and influence in South Sudan must commit to resolving differences through peaceful dialogue.
Ambassador Adler notes that there is a history of human rights violations and extrajudicial killings in Unity State. In April last year, President Salva Kiir appointed a committee to investigate the violence which broke out in Lare County in Unity State. The committee was tasked to investigate the causes of insecurity in Lare County and propose measures to prevent further violence in future. The committee was directed on April 13, 2022, to produce its report within 2 weeks. Ambassador Adler calls on the government to make the report public.
We renew our call on the transitional government to release the long-delayed findings of the investigation into the April 2022 violence in Lare County. The perpetrators must be held accountable.
There are no details of casualties from Tuesday's fighting at the moment, but Lare County authorities say they believe some people were killed and injured on both sides. In an email response to VOA's request for comment, the French medical charity Doctors Without Borders, or MSF, in Lare County wrote, quote, "On 28 November, MSF teams received 4 patients with gunshot wounds in our medical facility in Lare. 3 patients were provided emergency medical care in the facility, while 1 critically injured patient was transferred for further specialized care. We continue to monitor the situation, and our teams are providing regular services in the medical facility," end quote. Paulino Queth, the director of the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission in Lare County, says thousands of civilians fled to 2 areas for safety during yesterday's fighting.
Those who went home, we estimate there are about 24,000 households. And those who came later on, they were about 11,000 households. The situation today is normal, so even now we want to have a meeting, security update to all humanitarian actors in Lare County. Till morning up to now, we are still to hear any gunshots.
Queth says the displaced civilians are sleeping in open spaces in Lare.
The second need is shelter, because you know that the people, they are under tree now, there's no place. The sun is too much for them. The people that are outside, people they are suffering a lot, because the people they are gathering under some tree in the headquarters, even in Moon.
Queth is urging international aid agencies to intervene and provide humanitarian support to the displaced. For VOA News, I am Charlton Doki in Juba.